You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network, and yes, it is International Women's Day 2018. That is a hashtag that is trending on Twitter, as well as hashtag because she is a woman. And that totally led to the inspiration of having Rebbetzin Dr. Adina Schmidman, the director of the OU Women's Initiative, join me on the program this morning because a major announcement was made by the OU Women's Initiative. And I'm happy to invite Rebbetzin Dr. Schmidman to join me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for welcoming me to the show this morning. And I am excited about International Women's Day.
And for good reason, because there is so much to be proud of in Judaism, in modern Orthodoxy, in Orthodox Judaism, for the role of women within our community. And the goal of the Women's Initiative is to create and promote women's programming that educates and inspire women within the halachic parameters of Orthodox Judaism.
You got it.
And I know you've joined Nachum on the air on JM in the AM when you were initially named to the position. And I have a feeling, though, that because the conversation today is women to women, we're really going to have an opportunity to explore things and explore this new grant initiative, discussing it and the opportunities that present itself from a completely different light.
I'm very excited to talk about it and to share and to respond to the questions that you look forward to asking.
Excellent. So the Challenge Grant, and by the way, information can be found about this on the OU website. It's ou.org/women/grant-initiative. So the goal of the grant is to provide funding for the support of innovative women's programming concepts proposed by synagogues. Tell me what that really means.
What that means is that we are interested in hearing from you, from your shuls, from your from community organizations. We really want to hear what are ideas and projects that you want to get off the ground, that you've been toying with, that you've been exploring. We're looking at generating creativity and excitement, but mostly really to hear what's going on in communities.
And these are communities that are affiliated with the OU and are available or located internationally, correct?
So preference will be given to synagogues affiliated with the OU, but other schools and community institutions are welcome to submit proposals.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great to know. That's great to know. And the goal is to encourage this kind of innovative synagogue-based Orthodox women program. Why is it important that it comes from the shuls?
We're looking at shuls being the center of communities, but we don't want to restrict this to only shuls. We understand that depending on the size of the community, the nature of the community, other institutions contribute widely and greatly. So we're not limiting it to shuls, but we really feel that we want to encourage women to think about ideas where they can fit into shuls and that they feel that they have a place within the shul structure, within the shul programming, and hopefully this will enhance the shul experience for women of all stages, ages, and phases.
I think that's a great point. There are many voices out there who feel that women are marginalized in Orthodox synagogues. I personally do not feel that way. As I like to joke, I sit behind the mechitza very happily. And I, as a professional Orthodox woman, just feel very comfortable in shul. And I'm happy in shul. And I appreciate my role within the community, both as a public member of the community and as an individual, you know, belonging to an Orthodox institution in which I am raising my families. But I appreciate also, and it seems that that voice is being heard, which is why this initiative is being backed financially, because we want to provide more inclusionary or appropriate roles for women within Orthodox institutions. And I think that the fact that the OU is ready to put money behind it, to me, that is super important. That is so telling, because not only are they taking these points seriously, but they also, someone recognizes that if a program is going to be cut, it's going to be a program where you can't find funding. And so in order to make sure that this doesn't happen, we are asking women to be creative. We're also telling them we'll help you pay for it.
Exactly. And we want to communicate that we value your community, we value your voice. And that's really, really important. This is a new initiative. This department is a new initiative. And while obviously we have ideas of our own and we're really excited to start to introduce them to the community, it's really, really crucial that we are communicating that you know your community and you know your needs. And while we obviously want to generate creativity and excitement and newness, we want to hear from you. What are things that you want to see implemented on the ground? And we want to, like you said, we're going to stand by that financially.
Rebbetzin, Dr. Adina Schmidman joins us on the air this morning. She's the founding director of the OU's Department of Women's Initiative. I'm going to say this sort of tongue-in-cheek, but as somebody who's an out-of-towner, and by that I mean that you are part of the Lower Merion Synagogue in Philadelphia, as opposed to us obnoxious New Yorkers who refer to everyone as out-of-towners, tell me, do you see the role of women in out-of-town communities as something that is easier filled by a woman? There are more women in leadership positions than there are in the New York area?
I think each community has its own dynamic. We were very fortunate to live in Birmingham, Alabama for 9 years before we came to Philadelphia, and we're in Lower Merion now for 10 years. I think women, and in men too, if people have talent and ability and skill, their voices are welcome. That being said, I think from a standpoint of a national organization, it's really important to empower women so that they know where those opportunities lie. And one of the goals of the grant is to energize and strengthen communities in their ability to embrace and welcome the women's voices.
But because life can be very confusing for a woman, for a younger woman, for a young lady, for a girl who's growing up in 2018, who sees national movements and doesn't really understand them, but sees women who are put in leadership roles and who have loud voices and strong social media presences, and then trying to reconcile that with some of the roles that we accept as women in Orthodox Judaism, it can be very confusing.
I think it can be confusing, but I think it's important that we try to address that.
And, of course.
And try to hear the voices of reason and of clarity, that there is certainly a place for women. There always has been. We value women. We embrace their voices, their opinions, and that one has to know how to speak, not just as a woman. I think in general, if you want to get your message across, you have to do it impactfully, effectively, wisely.
Right.
And that we are looking to hear those voices. And that's so, so important.
And I think that having this conversation the week after Purim, in which Esther, the heroine whose voice is heard, who stands up, I mean, we are not living in a religion. We are not living in a situation where women are silenced and when their voices are spoken, that they are ignored. You look at the Imahot, and you look at women like Esther, you look at powerful women like Ruth, you look at Miriam and all of the Neviot, and you see that there are voices, there are roles, and they are not silenced in Judaism.
Oh, no way. My Bubby always used to quote Sarah Imenu, when it says Shema Bakola, listen to her voice. Each one of the women in Tanakh was a powerhouse and a pivotal character in shaping our narrative. And I think Chazal understood this and wisely placed different haftoros to message that. This was not lost on them. Think about the Torah readings for Rosh Hashanah. You have Chana, you have Sarah Imenu, you have Rachel in Sefer Yirmiyahu. You have very, very strong women who are now being positioned in very impactful readings on days that are enormously important in terms of liturgy, in terms of, you know, what place Rosh Hashanah, you know, where that stands in terms of, you know, our yearly, you know, in terms of the religious calendar. I think that in what the challenge is for us in the 21st century as Orthodox women is to recognize that and mm-hmm. to acknowledge that and that put those messages front and center so that young women understand, of course, women are valued, and it's not that they're being valued now and they weren't valued before. This is not a 21st century innovation right. that Orthodoxy is waking up to this and is putting this now sort of as a marketing ploy to encourage young women to buy in. Absolutely, the narrative is totally not that.
Right.
It's that women have always been in Tanakh, in Jewish history, in important roles, in roles of leadership, and we look to women to inspire us, both as women and as men, and the rabbis understood this, and we were and are ahead of the curve.
I couldn't agree with you more. You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. Rebbetzin Dr. Adina Schmidman joins us this morning. She leads the OU's Department of Women's Initiative, and we are discussing the Challenge Grant, the opportunity to basically pitch your initiative, your women's leadership, innovative programming concept to the OU and potentially have it sponsored. Tell us how that application project process works.
So we have an application form on our website, ou.org/women. We're asking synagogues and community institutions to fill out the form. I was asked if people can squeeze it into the boxes. Can they put it onto, you know, a document? Certainly, but obviously we want you to follow the structure of the form. And we want to hear your ideas. We're looking for ideas that address women, all stages, phases, ages. We're really not trying to limit it to certain areas because we want to hear your creative ideas. What we would like is to come up with ideas that position the schools or the institutions that implement these ideas as model institutions that can be looked at by other communities, by other synagogues, and ideas that we can then hopefully scale on a national level. So
right.
we're looking not just to generate ideas and to keep those ideas within the institutions that implement them, but we're really looking for ideas that will really help contribute greatly, not just to that particular community, but to the country at large.
Right. Replicable models that can be
exactly.
Exactly, which is so important as well. It gives people the opportunity to really, you know, use someone else's genius. No need to reinvent the wheel. If we come up with a project that works for us and we can shape it into a model that can work for you, take it, use it.
I think it also puts the school that does implement it into a wonderful position as a, quote, advisor synagogue. So it helps move that shul into a more recognized shul on the national landscape, which is exciting, and it puts that neighborhood, that community on the national playing field. So we're looking, there are a lot of layers here. One layer is that we want to hear what's going on the ground and what are those needs. Another layer is to generate creativity. Another layer is to come up with programs that can be scaled. And another layer is for schools themselves to get onto the map and for people to hear about, wow, this is a creative, innovative school that recognizes the roles of women, and that school will be strengthened because people will hear that school's voice.
So applications are already being accepted. They will be accepted no later than April 30th of this year. Grant winners will be announced May 31st, and funds will be available starting June 1st. So this is all happening now.
Correct. So we're rolling this. We want these programs to get off and running. We're the timeline is quick, although we are giving people some time so that we understand that Pesach is in the middle here. So we're accepting grants until April 30th, a grant proposal, And we really want to move this. We don't want this to be a slow process because we want to get these programs up and running.
You know what I really want to see? I really want to see a couple of well done, well executed, and replicable bat mitzvah programs receiving grants for the upcoming year, because I think that those are the years, those transformative years between 10 and 12 for girls becoming women are so important in terms of their identity that I, as a 42-year-old woman, would forego my opportunity for a project to be sponsored in order to make sure that those kids are hearing what they need to hear and empowered the way they need to be empowered.
I look forward to getting those proposals. I do. I want to just make sure that you, just to clarify, we are looking for new programs. So programs that are up and running, we're happy that they're up and running. And we, of course, we want to hear about them, but we are looking to generate creativity. So if your school is already running a program, it doesn't mean that you have to reinvent the wheel. Look at another school's program that they've been doing, propose that program. So obviously the more creative, innovative, right, and something that's new is, you know, that's valuable. But it doesn't have to be something that's never, ever been done before, because I think that's, you know, I'm not sure. Well, you know what? I challenge the community. If you come up with awesome, brand new programs, fantastic. But what we are looking for is something that's not happening in your shul. And how can we introduce something new? The funding is up to $5,000 for 10 schools or community institutions.
Well, I welcome the opportunity to have you back on at the end of May and the beginning of June to discuss those winners and their projects. It's a tremendous initiative by the OU. Kol hakavod to you and your team, and of course to Mike Spain and to Alan Fagan, who are tremendous friends here of the Nachum Segal Network. And we should continue to be matzliach, both as a people and as women.
Maine, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And again, happy International Women's Day, where we can celebrate the achievements of women and look at women's programming to help contribute to our communities.
Amen. Happy day to you as well. You can go to www.ou.org/women for more information, both about the Women's Initiative and about the Challenge Grant that is in the toolbar at the top. My thanks to Rebbetzin Dr. Adina Schmidman for joining me today.